You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's once again time for our SME of the Week. And this week we're taking a look at a company in Cape Town called HomeBao. I'm joined on the line by the company's founder, Tina Long, to get a sense of what the business does. Good evening, Tina. Lovely to speak to you. I'm looking through the site and I'm seeing different colors of dough and all sorts of things. Tell us about HomeBao.
Well, hi, everyone. Thanks for having me on the show. HomeBao produces frozen dumplings, and we come from Taiwan, and we use authentic Taiwanese recipes. The idea behind it is that we want to introduce a convenient, healthy frozen food that is easy for moms and everyone alike to prepare. So, yeah, that's what we do in a nutshell.
What inspired the business? I mean, I was looking through the history page and there's quite a nice story there about the family. What brought about the business and where's the inspiration from?
So about 5 years ago, I visited my dad in Taiwan. And while I was there, running between the hospitals, trying to spend some time with him because he has terminal cancer and looking after my two young children, I realized that in every household, there is a bag of frozen dumplings. It's almost like the emergency midweek, dinner, that this is what they grab. And it's just so convenient, so quick to prepare. In one dumpling, you have, your protein, your vegetables, and your carbohydrate all in perfect proportion to each other. So I thought, well, why not bring this idea back home? And that's why we name it HomeBao. We're trying to introduce something healthy and convenient, to home.
Tina, everything that you make, everything is freshly made and handmade and then frozen?
Yes. So, I always thought, why not, why import something when you can make it locally? I am an urban farmer, small-scale urban farmer along Khayelitsha, Mitchell's Plain, and it's a community that farms for us. And it's just such a beautiful arrangement where, in the morning they still be in the ground and we harvest them quickly and it goes straight into our dumplings, by that afternoon. So we make everything from scratch, from dough and roll them ourselves and then make use of the filling and then the fresh veggies from the farmers, local farmers. And it's just a beautiful arrangement because we pay back to the community that we, service as well.
That's lovely that you're able to source from local farmers and able to uplift those around you in the process. Those that are going through the website, and the website is homebao.co.za, might see your face, Tina, and might recognize you. And that's because you recently competed in MasterChef South Africa. Tell me about that journey. Tell me about the experience there. And tell me about how you were able to kind of bring through your day-to-day passion for the cooking and the fresh ingredients and bring that into the show.
It was a life-changing experience. It's always been on my bucket list to try something very daring and very brave, and that's why I entered the MasterChef show. But, I realized that it's really difficult to juggle business, home life, and, under such high-pressure business, high-pressure competition, juggle all three very well, and the ball got a drop, so I chose to drop the MasterChef ball. But it was a wonderful experience. It was really a dream come true. I mean, imagine if you're a passionate cook and you got placed in a pantry filled with every single ingredient that you can only dream of and every equipment, fancy equipment that you only read up about in the magazines or on TV, and now you get to play with them in real life. I think the only downside that you only get about, maximum we had a 3-hour challenge. That was the longest challenge we have to create those dishes. So, no, it was great. And then I got exposed to many creative cooks and got to meet very inspiring people and then, able to bring some of the ideas back to HomeBao. So that was fantastic.
Tina, for those of us out there that are not professional chefs such as yourself, your site's got some interesting things. You've got cooking instructions, you've got recipes. Are those specific to the baos that you make or the dumplings that you make, or is it just general recipes that you're passionate about and anyone can really try them?
There's a few interesting stories behind the recipes that we post on our website, one of which is the spinach, cream cheese, wonton. It's because when Homebar was launched, we keep on getting requests to make this flavor. And I keep on saying no, because it's not authentic Taiwanese. So I decided that I'm going to find out how to make this properly and the way South Africans like to eat it. And then I'm going to show them how to make it on my website so we can stop these requests. That's one of them. But the other one, the rest of them, a lot of it is, you know, to showcase that a lot of people think dumplings and potsikas, you know, you need fancy steamers or bamboo steamers to make them. And then you can only eat them in a restaurant and takes a real proper chef to prepare these. But I was trying to showcase that, you know, frozen dumplings, it's really easy to make them at home and a restaurant quality as well. So instead of enjoying it at restaurants, well, you still can, but, you know, this is another alternative that you can easily whip up at home from frozen and takes you no time. There's also another recipe that I absolutely love, and it was just showcased on the Morning Espresso, is the salt and pepper chicken. So if you ever visit Taiwan, Taiwan's night market, you have to try this dish. It's like almost a national dish. But you can make them at home. It's relatively healthy as well because it's gluten-free. You flash fry them in high temperature oil. So it actually has very low oil content in there compared to normal deep fried stuff. So that's also one of my favorite recipes in there that the kids love it. It's a great source of protein and relatively low. So yeah, good recipes that I like to showcase to my customers, and each of them has a very good story and a reason behind why we put them on there.
Tina, for those out there that want to try the food, that want to try the frozen goods, that don't necessarily stay in Cape Town, how are they able to access you? How are they able to order? Do you do deliveries? Tell us about everything.
So we've been around for 5 years now, and it has been a very long and interesting journey. And, you know, distribution for frozen food is just an absolute nightmare. But I think 5 years has taught us a lot, and we've learned a lot as well. And now I'm proud to say that we're available nationwide. So in Cape Town, you can visit our website, order online, we'll deliver to your house. Or if you're outside of Cape Town, please visit our stockers page. I think we over 60 stockers all around the country that stock Homebar range. I mean, we're available in Swellendam even. So even the small towns, we are available. In Joburg, you can also order from WonderCook for home deliveries. Otherwise, please visit our stockers range. We are available nationwide.
Nationwide is everything from a food lovers to a pick and pay. It's all on the website. Those that are interested in ordering from Homebao, you can visit the website. That's Homebao, as in HOMEBAO.CO.ZA. All the information is on there. They've got some really, really interesting looking recipes, some really good frozen options for you to order if you want to cook them at home yourself, and some cooking instructions for those that don't know how to cook them. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights, Tina. That was Tina Long, founder at Homebao, joining me for this week's SME.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.